From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Cook, reading Immortals, The Haunting, by Robin T. Popp. Now let's begin with Immortals, The Haunting, Chapter 1. The elevator car shuddered as it slowly rose. My Groves had a vivid image of thick cables, stressed beyond their tolerance, snapping one by one. When the last cable broke, the car would plummet 6 stories to the basement, where the force of impact would crush it like an empty beer can, killing everyone inside, of course. The ringing of her cell phone interrupted the gruesome daydream.
Hello?
My, it's Tom. Are you all right?
She glanced around the empty car.
For now, why?
Where are you?
In an elevator. A really old, really small elevator.
Belatedly, the urgency of her editor's tone registered.
What's the matter?
So you're not at your therapist's?
No,
she replied, not bothering to hide the irritation sparked by his question.
I told you last week that I'd stopped seeing him. I'm cured. No more seeing things that aren't there.
She kept her tone light and wondered whether he was buying the "I'm as normal as the next wood nymph" argument she was trying to sell him. Ever since she'd helped a coven of witches, 4 drop-dead gorgeous immortal warriors, and a cast of other magical beings take on an ancient demon in a battle that almost destroyed the world, Mai had been having problems. Specifically, she'd been having hallucinations brought on by what her therapist had diagnosed as post-traumatic stress disorder. Mai didn't think that seeing demons everywhere she looked necessarily meant she was Looney Tunes.